Brigadier General Nunu Mensah joins us live. Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning, Obovia. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations, sir.
Well, some are saying I should rather go and cry.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you about that because some of the newspaper headlines, the Daily Guide says, Nunu Mensah dropped, Oponi also removed. Okay, and then the New Statesman says, Nunu Mensah humiliated from National Security Advisor to no decks and Dagbe Vlo. The Chronicle says that blowout at Flagstaff House, Nunu Mensah uprooted. The Guinean Observer says, Nunu Mensah demoted, now answers to Bevlo Lati. Which one should we take, sir?
I think they're all just empty talk. I don't know. I mean, you need a bulldozer to approach me, not just words. And the fact of the matter is that I knew long ago that Professor Mahama believed in my passion for doing, you know, human security issues of health, of education. I mean, I've proven this for the past 4 years, in fact, long before. But I was more energetic in the last 4 years under President Mills. So he wanted to give this area of human security much more impetus, much more, you know, prominence. And you see the passion I have. I mean, how many people in my position have gone to do what I've done? Just give me one name in our history, our contemporary history. People have been in positions, made a lot of money. I don't have money. I'm, you know, at some point in time, I was living on my pension. And that money, I use the money to build these schools and what. People ask me, how do you get the money? It's my passion which is driving me. Yesterday, I was in Winneba Secondary School because they were building a dormitory block and something's wrong with it. You know, the work has stalled. And I want to make sure by the time the children open school next month, the school will be open. I mean, I went yesterday, the workers paying them, they're working right now, from a little pension. So, and yes, so I know that there are people who just want to see the back of me, but they have to wait a little bit more because I'm going to be around for a very long time. Inshallah, I mean, God willing, I will be around.
Very well.
As long as I have health, I will serve my country faithfully and fully.
Tell us about this human security.
Actually giving me more areas that I can, what is it, and you know, it really helped him to build a better Ghana. That is all.
Okay, so tell us your understanding of the human security, where you have been taken to. Tell us exactly what is going to happen there and what...
Obovia, let's look, everything about security, to me, I see it as issues of human beings. Whether it's education, that's why I rushed to build this school at O'Reilly when they were being closed down. You know, governments are in power to save their people, make sure the Ghanaians are healthier, happier people. So my job is to give the president vision, a much more practical explanation. Yesterday, yes, I was in Winneba Secondary School because this job had been stalled. Last week I was in Aguna. There's a clinic there which hasn't got water supply. They have not rainwater to run a clinic. How the hell do you do that in modern Ghana? So people sitting down yesterday drinking tea. I don't sit down. I work 24 hours a day. I sit for 3-4 hours. And I'm thinking about Ghana. Now people come to power, all they do is just come and put their weight around. I don't turn my weight around. If you come to my house, you see me, you ask for my master because I look like a garden boy. I'm the master. So I don't believe in all these empty talk. So my job is just to make sure that the things that annoy Ghanaians, things that make them feel that they don't want to be in Ghana, I remove them for the president. That, to put it mildly, that's what I understand it to be. And I've been doing that for the past 4 or 5 years.
Are you answerable to the National Security Coordinator?
I am answerable. That is not true. That is, it's not correct. I'm answerable to the president. That's what he told me. So people are forming their own opinion and try to demote me, but they have to wait to demote me. I'm not demoted.
Very well. So you love your new designation?
Pardon?
Do you love your new designation?
Yes, yes, I do. And you hear a lot about me. Wait and see. You hear me every day. I'm going to be around the country, you know, moving things around. You walk around Ghana, you see cells. Nobody cares about the cells. I want to know why the cells are sitting in the gutter. They are choked. We have to clear them. If you come to my house right now, I've got some spikes in the boot of my car. You walk somewhere there and there's polythene bags and filth everywhere. And we live in this country. We should clean them up. Who should clean them up? My job is that we all deliver. If you have a job to do, you do your job. I make sure you do your job. You know, we have been arguing for far too long in this country. My job is to make sure that whoever has been given a job, is being paid, does a job and does it well. For the president to succeed.